Yeah. Saviour of the whole universe, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Granth Raj Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Natai Gaur Prema.
Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Narayanam namaskritam
Naram
chaiva narottamam Devim saraswatim vyasam Tato jaya mudiraye Nasta praishu vadreshu Nityam bhavuta sevaya Bhavuti uttama shloke Bhaktir bhavuti naistiki Karoti Vacharam Pangalangayate Yat Kripatamah Vande Shri Guru Nanatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishvaram. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 12, Chapter titled The Birth of Emperor Parikshit. The text number is 29 for today. Iti rajne upadishya vipra jataka kovida labdhya pachitya sarve prati jagmo svakana krahan iti rajne upadishya Viprajataka kovida labdhya pichyat apichetya sarve prati jagmuha svakangaha iti rajna upadeshya viprajataka kovida labdhya pichyat Tanya sarve Pati jagmuha svapanagraha
Iti rajna upadishya
Vipra jataka kovida
Labdha
pichyat
sarve Prati jagmu svakangraha
Prati jagmu svakangraha
Iti rajna upadishya vipra jataka kovida labdha pachitya sarve
prati jagmu svakangraha
iti rajna upadishya
vipra jataka kovida
labdha pachitya
sarve Pratigraha Sahana. What were translation? Iti.
Iti.
Thus.
Yes.
Rajne.
Rajne.
Unto the king.
Unto the king.
Upadishya.
Upadishya.
Having advised.
Having advised.
Vipraha.
Vipraha.
Persons well versed in Vedas.
Persons well versed in Vedas.
Jataka ko vidaha. Persons expert in astrology and in the performance of birth ceremonies. Labdhya pachityaha. Those who had received sumptuously as remuneration. Sarve. All of them. Pratijagmaha.
Went back.
Svakan. Their own. Grahan. Houses.
Translation and purport by this divine is A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada.
Those who were expert in astrological knowledge and in the performance of the birth ceremony instructed King Yudhishthira about the future history of this child. Then being sumptuously remunerated, they all returned to their respective homes. Please repeat after me. Translation. Thus,
those who were expert
in astrological knowledge and in performance
of the birth ceremony
instructed King Yudhishthira
about the future
history of his child. Then being sumptuously
remunerated,
they all returned to their respective homes.
The Vedas are the storehouse of knowledge, both material and spiritual. But such knowledge aims at perfection of self-realization. In other words, the Vedas are the guides for the civilized man in every respect. Every human life is an opportunity to get free from all material miseries. It is properly guided by the knowledge of the Vedas. In the matters of both material needs and spiritual salvation, the specific intelligent class of men who were devoted particularly to the knowledge of Vedas were called the Vipras, or the graduates of Vedic knowledge. There are different branches of knowledge in the Vedas, of which astrology and pathology are two important branches necessary for common man. So the intelligent men, generally known as Brahmanas, took up all the different branches of Vedic knowledge to guide society. Even the Department of Military Education, Dhanurvidya, was also taken up by such intelligent men. And the Vipras were also teachers of this section of knowledge, as were Dronacharya, Kripacharya, etc. The word Vipra mentioned here is significant. There is a little difference between the Vipras and the Brahmanas. The Vipras are those who are experts in karmakanda or fruitive activities, guiding the society towards fulfilling the material necessities of life, whereas the Brahmanas are expert in spiritual knowledge of transcendence. This department of knowledge is called Jnanakanda, and above this is the Upasana Kanda. The culmination of Upasana Kanda is the devotional service of Lord Vishnu, and when the Brahmanas achieve perfection, they are called Vaishnavas. Vishnu worship is the highest of the modes of worship. Elevated Brahmanas or Vaishnavas engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. And thus Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the science of devotional service, is very dear to the Vaishnavas. And it's as explained in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is the mature fruit of Vedic knowledge and a superior subject matter above the three khandas, namely the Karma Khanda, the Jnana Khanda and Upasana Khanda. Amongst the Karmakanda experts, the Jataka experts, Vipras, were good astrologers who could tell all the future history of a born child simply by the astral calculations of the time, Lagna. Such expert Jataka Vipras were present during the birth of Maharaj Parikshit, and his grandfather, Maharaj Yudhishthira, awarded the Vipras sufficiently with gold, land, villages, grains and other valuable necessities of life, which also include the cows. There is a need of such Vipras in the society, in the social structure, and it is the duty of the state to maintain them comfortably, as designed in the Vedic process. Such expert vipras being sufficiently paid by the state could give free service to the people in general, and thus the department of Vedic knowledge could be available to all vipras. Amagyana nirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshur nimitam yena tasmai shri gurave namah. Namo Vishnu padaya Krishna prestaya bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shrimati Paschatya Deshatarine. Jai Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Sattaratik Svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitantam Sachivam Sagvaitam Sagadutam Kalijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitantam Sachivam Sagvaitam Sagadutam Kalijana Saitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitantam Sachivam. Sorry. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी कृष्णभानुसुते देवी प्रणामामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Kaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Thus those who were experts in the astrology knowledge and in the performance of the birth ceremony instructed King Yudhishthira about the future history of his child. Then being sumptuously renovated, they all returned to their respective homes. So this is in continuation of the various understandings that we had on the birth of
Parikshit Maharaj.
And Maharaj Yudhishthir, his grandfather, engaged the Brahmanas and the Vipras to foretell as to how this child is going to be there. And as we go forward, we'll also see Parikshit, as the name suggests, is searching, Pariksha, examining, and then Parikshit Maharaj actually examines the whole world. He also examines every living entity which is being around, because the ultimate goal of Parikshit Maharaj was to go back. And here, the glories of Parikshit Maharaj is confirmed by the Brahmanas. And it is very customary that we say when a child is born, in the Vedic version of our society and some of us in our previous, in the previous years that we see, that as soon as there is an occasion in the family, the elders of the family call the Brahmanas and check with them as to what is the right calculation, what is the right time to perform certain ceremonies. And what are the requirements? I remember my grandmother and grandfather would call the Brahmanas and ask them, we have to perform this ceremony, so when do we really start it, when do we end it, what is a good time to do it, what is a good day to do it, and also what are the preparations to be done for such Vedic ceremonies that we have to perform. So it's been a practice within our society, if we look at it in the past. And so is confirmed here in Srimad Bhagavatam as well, as to Maharaj Yudhishthir called the Brahmanas and asked them, they actually asked them to draw up the astrological chart of the child of Parikshit Maharaj and tell them, with the calculations in the astrological chart, one can foretell how the child is going to be, what is his future. Well, now it's become a little material and people ask, how much am I going to study in the material sense? Will I go to America? Will I earn more money? How many houses I will make? All those things they ask in these days. But in the earlier yugas, or in the yesteryears that we note, the Brahmanas were called to find out how this child is going to be spiritually advancing and what are the areas that we need to really work on to or what are the areas that this child should be focused on, or what kind of training should we give this child so that he can take up to Krishna consciousness nicely. And there are again two categories of people here, and we see there are, one is the Karmakanda. On the Karmakanda platform, we see the astrological calculations being done and then being advised as to what needs to be done. So today people go and ask the Brahmana, saying that, my Shani is not okay, or my Shukra is not okay, how do I really perform some activities? So yes, it was also there in the past, not that it was not there. The Brahmanas would slowly advise one to progress, because what happens is, when you see a patient, the patient is suffering from some kind of a disease, and if you tell the patient that it's going to take 5 years for you to really recover, then he will get morose right in the beginning and he will not start anything. So the easiest way for us to do that is saying that, yeah, you have some problem and you can recover. The first confirmation is saying that you don't have to worry, you will become normal. This is a very common question that people ask the doctors, will I ever become fine? So the first assurance is given by the doctor saying that don't worry, you will be fine. You have to just take this medicines for 6 months. He will not tell him that 5 years you have to take. So 6 months initially you will start with, and as the fifth month is coming to an end, he says, probably we might have to extend it by another 6 to 8 months. He's giving you good results. And then slowly they go on extending it for 2-3 years, and then it completely gets extended. By the time it is 2-3 years, he even forgets how long I have been taking the medication, and it goes on continuing. So likewise, the Brahmanas would advise people in the general category to worship the demigods. And when the demigod worship is done, the ultimate aim for this general populace is to grow up into Krishna consciousness. And then tell them slowly that, you are worshipping 30 crore devatas, what is the use of doing it? You have to go to each one of them, and if the other one is not happy, you will have problems with your grahas. So it is always better that you worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then you can realize everything. You don't need to wait for anything, you don't need to go and worship these individuals. Well, again, it is said, cow is very, very sacred, and all the devatas reside in Mother Cow. So then slowly they graduate them to worshipping Mother Cow, and from worshipping Mother Cow, they graduate them into worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when we see that the population is not very expert, or their mentality is towards the material advancement rather than spiritual advancement, they need to be guided in the right direction. And in the beginning, while guiding them, it's a slow process, and then they take up to Krishna consciousness very nicely. We've also seen in our own experiences, some of us in our own lives, that initially when we took up to Krishna consciousness, it was probably with a desire of some material attainment or some material benefit. Some of us would have heard this also, saying that if you come to the temple, all your worries will be taken over. And sometime or the other, we come to the temple praying to the Lord, saying that please take away my worries. And then we find over a bit of time, we start getting attached to the holy name. We start getting attached to the deities. We start getting attached to the devotees. And of course, we start getting attached to the Mahaprasad. So when we start this process slowly, over a period of time, the ultimate aim for one is to become Krishna conscious, or to achieve the perfection of life, which is going back home, back to Godhead. Well, here it is also said the Brahmanas, the responsibilities of, or the duties of the Brahmanas are also decided or given in the previous verses. Yajana, Yajana, Pachana, Patan, Patan, Dana, and Parigraha, Patigraha, taking donation and giving donation as well. So it's not only that the Brahmanas take, they also give. And in the previous yugas that you see here, very clearly it is given in the purport by Srila Prabhupada, that you will be surprised to, I was at least surprised to hear the word called sumptuously. We always talk about sumptuously is filling our belly. So Here Maharaj Yudhishthira sumptuously gave it to the Brahmanas and they were happy. So that means they were not only satisfied giving them in their stomach, it was also their mind was filled, their heart was filled. And the Brahmanas who received the charity from anybody would keep whatever is for their benefit or for whatever is there required for their maintenance, and they would actually give charity in return. Yeah, we don't hear this very commonly. We always feel Brahmanas keep taking. No, it's not that way. Brahmanas take, they are given, so they accept it, and once it is accepted, dana is accepted, they also do parigraha, or you know, give away whatever is not required for them, whatever is in excess of that. So this is very well practiced in the previous yugas. And it is also said by Srila Prabhupada here in the purport, saying that it is the responsibility of the state to ensure that these vipras are maintained. And if they are maintained well, they don't have to look out for a job, they don't have to do any menial services outside. Because the whole idea of being a brahmana is knowledge. They acquire knowledge in all kinds of activities. Not only that the brahmanas are expert in deity worship, they are not only expert in performing the yajnas, they are also experts in dhanurvidya. They are also experts in finances. They are also experts in trade and commerce. So, in the yugas that we see, they were experts in all the other status of the society, all the other people in the society would come to them for asking for their advice or their help or their suggestions as to how it is to be done. Because they were experts. They were experts in whatever they did. They were the, we also popularly say that, you know, they are the head of our body. They are the head of the state. They are the head of the society. When we say head of the society, everything is there. The mind is here. And when it says knowledge, knowledge is there in the mind. So the Brahmanas were very, very well educated, qualified and knowledgeable people who would guide the whole society. They would guide the Vaishyas for business, they would guide the Shudras for doing the menial services, they would guide the Kshatriyas as to how to manage. The management part of it was taught by the Brahmanas to the Kshatriyas. They were also experts so that they could teach them how to do the warfare, how to wage wars and how to win, all such things. So here, the name of two of the great Acharyas is given in the purport, and that is Dronacharya and Kripacharya, which is very nicely that we have seen that they were guiding the Pandavas as well as the Kauravas in their learnings. They were also guiding Maharaj Yudhishthira as to how it needs to be done. Well, that is, you may have a question, that I had this question when I was reading this, saying that if they were such brahmanas that they were supposed to be guiding them, why did they guide? They did not speak up when the Vastaharana of Draupadi was happening. Yeah. Suddenly it stuck to me saying that why did that happen? But then if we go deep into it, we also see that they were present in the court when Draupadi was disrobed and they did not speak. Yeah. So that is due to the control of Maya and their responsibilities, that they said, no, we are tied up more to the throne, to the kingdom rather than anything else. So they could not speak in front of Dhritarashtra and all the others present in those days. But otherwise the Brahmanas are required to correct the society, and they rightfully do that as well when we see them. And it is also said, any knowledge that does not teach us about the self. First is the realization of the self. Who am I? Where did I come from? Where am I going to do? What is my relationship to the Lord? If this knowledge one does not have, then whatever other knowledge that you may have, you may have a knowledge of some coding of some language, you may have some knowledge of dealing in finances, you may have some knowledge of, you know, doing a beautiful art, but all this knowledge is useless unless and until one realizes what is the self and what is his relationship with the Lord. And only after the samskaras one becomes a dvija. There's one very nice shloka, says, Janmana jayate shudra samskara dvija uchate veda patantam bhavati vipra brahmana jananti iti brahmana. So by birth, one is a Shudra. Actually, we are all falling in this category. That by birth, when we are born, we are of the lowest category of human beings. That is a Shudra. And by purificatory process, one becomes a Dvija. When one takes up to God consciousness, one takes up to Krishna consciousness, once somebody gets into the understanding of who am I and what is my relationship with the Lord, and he takes up to taking the process of becoming an authorized devotee under an authorized or a bona fide spiritual master, then he becomes a Dvija. He is initiated in the parampara and then he becomes a Dvija. And by study of the Vedas, one becomes a Vipra. And one who knows Brahman is a Brahmana. So the process is seen here, and in the verse or in the purport, Srila Prabhupada also mentions beyond the Brahmana is a Vaishnava. Who is a Vaishnava? So who qualifies to be a Vaishnava? And to understand this, there's a difference, there's a very thin line between Vipra, Brahmana and a Vaishnava. Though all of them generally on a very subtle platform we see too, that they are all in the same level, but then there are very fine lines which are distinguishing all three categories of them. So, I would like to illustrate that by the story of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Though we all have heard this story very many times, but then for us to understand this little better today, to understand the difference between a Brahmana and a Vaishnava, and the fine lines that actually define these three categories. Jai Shri Shri Jagannath Baldev Subhadramaya Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Chandra Ji Ki Jai, Shri Shri Lakshmi Narasimhadev Bhagwan Ki Jai, Nitai Chaitanya Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. We've all heard the story of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conversation. So it begins with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going to Jagannath Puri. Please understand the underlining, read in between the lines and then the story. Then you'll realize or you'll understand the difference between the Vaishnavas and the Brahmanas. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a great scholar. And he was the main pujari for Jagannath Baldev and Subhadra Maya. Shishetra Jagannath Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu promises his mother, or his mother tells him that don't go too far. If you go to Vrindavan, then I'm going to miss you very badly. But nevertheless, if you are somewhere in the closer vicinity, it is easier for me to get news about you. So on the request of Sachi Mata, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decides to go to Jagannath Puri. And so that, because there were a lot of devotees who travel between Jagannath Puri and Bengal, so Sachi Mata would keep getting the updates about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's well-being. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he comes to Jagannath Puri, he acts like a madman. He only acts like a madman, okay? And when he comes to Jagannath Puri, he falls in front of the deities and then, he becomes unconscious. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya actually realizes this and he says, who's this young man in his very young days in the sannyasi robes, and he falls. The guards were about to beat up Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, saying that what is this you are doing here? But then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya realizes that he is not an ordinary person, and then asks some of his friends, his Brahmana friends and his instruction takers, saying that please take him to the nearest house. And that was the time when the bhoga was to be offered to Jagannath. So as this conversation or the story goes further, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya engages on a conversation with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Well, please understand that there's nothing to feel low about Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. It is the sweet will of the Lord that this pastime is enacted by the Lord. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is a great devotee of the Lord. But this was enacted for people like us to understand. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya over a period of time engages into conversation with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he tells him that this is not the right age for you to take sannyas. You are in your young age, beautiful body, very nice features, you should not be taking sannyas. Why have you taken? If you really want knowledge, come to me, I will initiate you again. I will give you knowledge. And the conversation goes on. Please see here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was the one who thrashed the pride of Keshav Kashmiri, the great Pandit. But at the same time, he is listening, he is quietly listening to all the instructions given by, or all the knowledge that is given by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He also engages in, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts saying that, okay, I will hear you, whatever instructions that you give me. And over 7 days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's hearing to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And at the end, till such time he has been quiet, he has not been speaking anything. And at the end, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is asking him, are you ever understanding anything, or you're not understanding anything from me? So then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells him that, yes, I have understood everything, but one thing I did not understand about the love of Godhead, which you have never spoken about. In all the conversations that you've had, in all the instructions that you've been giving me over a bit of time, there is no love of Godhead which has been shown to me here. So, that's something that I don't understand. So, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is himself becoming a disciple there. Himself quietly, neatly understanding what Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is trying to tell him. So the fine line here is, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is in the role of a vipra or a brahmana there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, listening to him quietly, not getting annoyed with him. And in some of the conversations, actually Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya tells Gopinath Acharya, saying that, I think there's something wrong with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know, this young sannyasi, he doesn't seem to be understanding, he seems to be taking a lot of risk. And he may actually even fall down, because taking up sannyas at this young age, he may get deviated somewhere. And this is the conversation that is happening, and Gopinath Acharya, knowing that this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, advises Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, saying that no, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But no, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is never ready to accept that. He says, no, I will teach him, I want to become his guru. And he gives him all the knowledge, all that needs to be done. He also sends him prasadam. So nicely he is teaching. He's treating him. But at the end, we see the difference of a devotee, that is a Vaishnava. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, acts there as a devotee, a Vaishnava. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, again a great devotee of the Lord, acts as a brahmana in giving knowledge. So that's the fine line that is actually differentiating this two. In the nice conversation between Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never gets annoyed. He never loses his cool. He accepts whatever Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is telling him. At the same time, in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is never proud of his knowledge. No, he knows everything. He is Antaryami, he knows everything. But he never showed his knowledge or showed his pride to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He never at once also said that, look, I know something more than you. Whereas Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, being acting as a brahmana also, went every time, over and over again, to say that, I want to teach him, I want to give him initiation, I want to give him knowledge, this he should do, that he should do, this is not good, that is not good. So, here a very nice way of showing as to what is a Vaishnava and what is a Brahmana. So Brahmanas are actually the guiding forces in the society, but the Vaishnavas are one level above the Brahmanas. Yeah. So a Brahmana can definitely become a Vaishnava over a period of time with practice, but a Vaishnava should never fall down to the level of a Brahmana in the society. I have covered whatever I thought I should cover today. Yeah, one point that I want to make here is Brahmanas who have sattvic guna actually become sattva guna, or in the mode of sattva, actually become Vaishnavas, and otherwise the Brahmanas still remain on the stage of Brahmana itself. And the exalted devotee's love for Godhead supersedes anything that is there in the material world. And they also supersede the formalities that are required to be done. The devotees don't believe in formalities. The Vaishnavas don't believe in formalities. For them, formalities are just something which... But their actual love, their love for the Lordship supersedes everything. And if we take examples, here also there are some examples that we see. The Damodar Leela, for that example. His mother Yashoda, she never realizes that, you know, I'm dealing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She also scares him with a stick in his hand, So, this love of the devotees actually supersedes all the formalities. The awe and reverence part of it doesn't really come. Mother Yashoda never treated the Lord with awe and reverence. It was the love that was there internally for Mother Yashoda, the motherly love. And that is where, in the Damodar Leela, devotees want to take, or Mother Yashoda wanted to take control over the Lord. Likewise, we have many other pastimes where the devotees tell the Lord what he needs to do, how he needs to do. Like the Sakhas we see in Vrindavan, the Gopis we see in Vrindavan, they're actually taking control of the Lord. The Lord is the controller of the whole universe. Nobody can take control of the Lord. But the love of devotee actually supersedes all the formalities. So for us, the formality is like, if we know that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead or he is our guru, you know, some Vaishnava, then it's with folded hands, with point reverence, offering our respects to them. But in the case of the love that we really have, the awe and reverence part of it is actually taken off. The example of this is also a very, in the material world we see when there's a judge who's sitting in the courtroom, he's, you know, guarded by two people. Whenever he goes out of the court, there are securities who guard him. He's sitting on a tight chair and he's, you know, so seriously sitting on that. But when the same judge comes home, when he plays with his grandchild, the grandchild actually sits on the back and it makes him a ghoda, a horse. And he says, come, now we move. Yeah, many times we have seen this. So that's the kind of relationship that when it is love, the grandchild of the judge is actually doing that out of his love. And the judge himself, the grandfather, is doing it out of love. He is becoming a horse out of love. Same way, the Lord, when he gets captured by love of the devotees, he is ready to do anything and everything for his devotees. So, that's the exchange of love between devotees and the Lord. The essence of Veda, all the Vedas that we see, the Srimad Bhagavatam or any other Vedas, the only essence that we see at the end of everything, or even right from beginning till the end, if you see the Vedas, the essence is only how to love God. This is one thing that we have forgotten. We have learned everything, but this is one thing that we have forgotten, how to love God. And when we start realizing how to love God, then our desired success or our essence which we have come here is fulfilled. So, I will end here. If there are any comments or corrections, I'm happy to accept it. Or if there are any questions, I will be happy to answer them. Thank you very much. Antraj Shrimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Tai Gaur Premanand.